In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. We are celebrating the Epiphany. One of the questions that really relates to what Epiphany means: what have you prepared to offer to the Lord? Have you prepared something to offer to the Lord? In and through this liturgy, in and through also the Word of God, let not pass the greatest gift of God. Two Sundays ago, this is the third Sunday, we did celebrate the opening by God of that greatest gift of His only Son. Today, the world acknowledges that greatest gift, the opening by God of that greatest gift, in and through the example given to us by these three kings. Let us pray so that what we prepared will be in connection with what God has prepared for us. At the beginning of this liturgy, let us first of all ask God's forgiveness, so that in and through that true heart of repentfulness that you have, may all your sins, our sins, be forgiven in and through the mercifulness of God. Let us pray. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nation by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we who know you already by faith may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at the rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he required of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophets, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly, ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at the rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, but they departed for their country in another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
I did place a question at the beginning of the Mass. What have you prepared to give to the Lord? What have you prepared to give to the Lord? The three kings from the east prepared gold, frankincense, and myrrh, symbolize who they are, what they have, and give it totally to the king, because they do believe that it is the king of all nations. Again, what have you prepared to give to the Lord for his birthday? Today is Epiphany, the day which we must let known to others what we have prepared as a sign of love, given to them as gift, and receiving from them a gift of who they are, given totally to us. As our God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, open his special gift for each and every one of us, which is his only begotten Son. One very important line from the Gospel that I want to stress out so that we can understand what the Gospel message really means for each and every one of us as we celebrate the feast of the Epiphany. When the three kings saw something new in heaven, they quickly recognized that it is a call, a message given by God to us. And at that same time, they recognized the invitation foretold by the prophet that in Bethlehem it will, and that place will be the place of the birth of Christ, the King of Israel. There was no record of how they prepared, but straight away after seeing that new sign in heaven, they set out on a journey from the east to the place where they know Christ is born. It was in and through the guidance of that new scene in heaven that they saw the star that leads them direct to the place of birth of Christ. And it was the same star that leads them away from danger, not to let those who want to adore the Lord in a very violent way, but the star lead them away to go back to their own home in and through the guidance of that same new scene or the star that they saw in heaven. But the words that I want to stress is what, when they saw the stars in heaven, they say that, "For we have observed his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." For we have come to worship him. They do believe that the one they eager to see, the longing that they have for them to see that king, that newborn king, will something that give them blessedness or holiness. Not only that they've seen that strange thing in heaven which leads them to the place of birth, but when they arrive to that place, they worship him after they seen who he was. With these words,
The three kings come from afar. Tell us the reason of their long journey. They came to worship and gave what they have in order for the birthday boy to receive a gift. Those three gifts that was given by the three kings were something out of what was so dear to them, so precious to them, but they give it up, give it totally as a present to the newborn king. And that's why I asked the question at the very beginning. What have you prepared to offer to this newborn king? By the way, it was last Wednesday night when I celebrated Mass, the Novena Mass. I didn't recognize that the three kings was missing from the nativity scene here. After the Mass, I went and to my room, and after 15 minutes, the cook, Norma, knocked at my door and told me, "Nico, dinner is prepared." I went to the table, and there, my brother priests were not there. I said, "Where are they?" And Norma said, "Oh, they were here. I don't know where are they." After 5 or 10 minutes, they were inside the church looking for these three images of the king, of these three kings. And there, after another 10 minutes, we were at the table talking about who took them, who stole them, who took them away. Maybe after 15 minutes, there was a phone call. They are in the storage. I said to myself, "Oh, what a good homily for Sunday." Surely, the way I translate the walking away of these three kings from here was, they were trying to look for new gift. They were looking for new gift because those gifts that they have was, I think, more than 50 years or 80 years. And that is what we need today. We need new gifts to be given to our Lord, to let our God know that we do believe that your Son, God, has done great things for us. And not only that, I was thinking of the gift that we give to one another. There is a date telling us that this gift will be expired. And not only that, no matter how beautiful, old, gold that you have given to one that you loved, one day it will fade away. So as the gold, myrrh, and frankincense that these kings gave to our Lord. For sure, by this time, we don't know where are they. But the gift that God gave to us never expired. It's continuing working in us, saving us, trying to get us away from danger, leading us away from where violence is, from where suffering is, from where pain is. That special gift that God gave us 2,000 years ago, still with us, never expired. It's good that these three were away from the church last Wednesday, because it gives us new thoughts of what we have to do as a gift given back to God in return of what God gave to each and every one of us. And not only that, thinking of this free gift that was given by these three kings to our Lord reminds us of the threefold mission of what Christ gave to each and every one of us in and through baptism. There is a meaning of that code given to our Lord. It represents King. We do all receive that kinship of God through Christ in and through baptism. Frankincense represents the priesthood of Christ. We all receive that priesthood of Christ in and through baptism. Incense or myrrh represents the oil, the ointment, which we receive not only in and through baptism, which make us holy and sons of God, and not only that, it represents the oil that those ladies anoint our Lord during his death. This free gift represents not only who we are when we enter the church in and through the sacrament of baptism, but it represents the threefold mission of Christ that continues do in us, within us, always day by day, never be expired. And that's how who God is and what he have for each and every one of us. Lastly, thinking of that greatest gift of God, it was all that what God have to be given as a gift. He have nothing else to be given to the whole nation. His only son is so dear to him, but he gave it totally to each and every one of us. So as we prepare our gift for the Lord, let us give all what we have spiritually. Don't give the material, because after giving it all, tomorrow you have nothing to leave. Spiritually, God is waiting for us to give that gift, so that in return, he will know how faithful you are to him, and how faithful you are to the covenant that he creates with you and I at the very beginning until now, especially in and through the sacrament of baptism. You as a prophet, you as a priesthood, and you as his son or his daughter in his kinship. Let us continue to pray, preparing ourselves, unwrap ourselves before God with that gift that you already prepared in return of what God unwrapped for us today, which is his only son.
Go before us with heavenly light, O Lord, always and everywhere, that we may perceive with clear sight and rev with true affection the mystery in which you have willed us to participate. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
But before the final blessing, we have to say thank you very much for all those who take part in this liturgy, especially those who were serving. Can't we turn back and give a very good hand of applause to the choir? Thank you very much to the choir. My prayer is that next 2 or 3 months, that whole lot would be filled with a lot of children who have nice voices, and parents, that's a very nice gift for God this year. Let that be part of that choir. For sure, by next 6 months, that choir will be like the April's choir. And for sure, by November or December, your child will be there, because I think November or December, those kids will go straight to heaven. So if you want your kid, choir because of their voices. Thank you very much for the choir. Thank you for the AMD, directors, ushers, our cantor. Thank you very much. And finally, our deacon and the altar servers. May you have a very nice celebration of Epiphany. And at the beginning, what have you prepared for the Lord? Let us prepare ourselves to give something good for the Lord this year. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.